Okay, so let's dive in. In the fast-paced, often, well, wild world of crypto, especially when we talk about meme coins, there's this fascinating truth. Money doesn't always follow cold, hard logic. Not really. It follows stories, narratives, right? These viral tales, emotional hooks, cultural moments, they actually give a token its meaning, its pulse. So our mission today is to unpack why these narratives are so powerful, why they give tokens significance, and how understanding them is, frankly, becoming a critical alpha generating tool, a way to maybe find those opportunities in this space. And we're digging into a really insightful article from Av AI, published on Medium back in June 2025, which puts a huge spotlight on exactly this.
Yeah, it's quite something to watch how meme coins are evolving. I mean, they started as internet jokes, right? But
That's right.
now they're becoming serious high volatility assets. And because of that shift, this idea of narrative discovery, it's not just niche anymore. It's becoming incredibly important for anyone really trying to get an edge to understand what's actually driving things in this market.
Yeah.
Right. And the article makes a pretty bold claim that meme coins are more than just assets to trade. They're like movements. Can you unpack that a bit? What makes them more than just, a ticker symbol?
Absolutely. The source really hits it. It says their success often has less to do with the underlying code or some complex white paper and everything to do with culture. Think about how they go viral. They tap into shared humor, maybe nostalgia, sometimes even politics, or just that general social buzz that resonates with a huge audience. It's about collective feeling.
That makes a lot of sense. It's the story that grabs people. So what are the key ingredients then? What makes a meme coin narrative really powerful, according to the source?
Okay, yeah, the source breaks it down into four key qualities. First, it's got to be relatable. Think about examples they give, like Pepe or Trump. Even people totally outside crypto know those references, right? So that immediately lowers the barrier to entry, makes it feel accessible.
Okay, relatable. Got it. What's next?
Second, they're often emotionally charged. You get tokens tied to politics or nostalgia, maybe rebellion. Themes like that. And that can build this really strong, almost tribal loyalty among holders. People feel connected to it.
Ah, that tribal loyalty aspect is interesting. Makes sense.
Third, these narratives move quickly. I mean, really quickly. They just catch fire. It's almost dizzying. Once a meme starts spreading on a platform like X, boom, it can pull in thousands of wallets like overnight, trying to catch smoke, really.
Wow, okay. Fast. And the last one.
And finally, number four, they are cyclical. These narratives aren't set in stone. They fade, they evolve, sometimes they even get reborn. The article uses that great example. TTAT is the next week's TTAY TV 2 DAOs. It just keeps morphing.
Okay, so relatable, emotional, fast, and cyclical. But it sounds like there's a flip side to this, right? It can't all be organic growth and good vibes.
Exactly. And that's crucial. Not all narratives are created equal. Some are just, well, manufactured hype. The article calls them thin veils over coordinated pump and dumps. Basically, schemes, you know?
Yeah.
Artificially inflate the price, then dump.
Right. The classic pump and dump. So, what are the specific risks for traders jumping into these narrative-driven coins?
Well, the source points at a few big ones. First, there's fake social momentum. You see bots, paid shills, all artificially inflating the hype on platforms like X. It looks real, but it isn't. Then there's the risk of empty storytelling. Some tokens just grab a catchy clickbait name, but there's nothing really behind it, no
No,
substance.
they're there,
Pretty
period.
much. And finally, there's the danger of echo chambers. Traders can get caught up in groupthink, right? Everyone's saying the same thing, reinforcing the hype, and that can easily lead to some really poor decisions. So the big takeaway here is you have to analyze these narratives critically. You can't just react to the noise. Mitigating these risks is key.
So, what does this all really mean for you, the listener, trying to make sense of this, let's face it, incredibly volatile market? It really underscores the complexity, doesn't it? And the need for some serious discernment. You can't just chase the latest hot thing. But I wonder, can simple analysis really capture these unpredictable, almost organic narratives, the ones that just seem to emerge from the ether?
That's a really fair point. That vibe factor, as you called it, is definitely real. It's hard to quantify sometimes. However, the article does highlight how innovative solutions are actually emerging to tackle exactly this challenge. Which brings us to something pretty cool. Avi.ai's generative AI-powered narrative discovery engine. It's housed in their Alpha Signal Center.
Okay, an AI-powered narrative engine. That sounds potentially game-changing. How does it work? How does it distill all this complex, messy narrative stuff into something useful? Well, the secret sauce.
It's pretty clever, actually. It uses large language models, LLMs, to summarize the token stories. So instead of you having to sift through endless social media noise, Telegram channels, all that, it kind of distills the why. Why is this coin trending in plain English? And LLMs are good at this because they understand nuance, context, even slang and informal language used online.
Okay, so it summarizes the story. What else?
It also scrapes real-time social data. It's constantly monitoring platforms like Telegram, X, other trending spots. It picks up those early mentions, the first bits of shilling, but also tries to identify genuine organic discussion starting to bubble up. And crucially, it analyzes sentiment and market context.
Sentiment and context. Why is that so important?
Because it helps you figure out if a token's sudden rise is actually backed by real community excitement, or if it's just, whales flipping bags, big holders maybe manipulating the price or just taking profits, which can look like organic growth but isn't sustainable. It helps you tell the difference, hopefully.
Right. That distinction is huge. So this really could change the game for traders then. What are the big shifts it enables?
Oh, absolutely. The transformation is pretty profound, potentially. First, it allows traders to act fast on breaking stories. Speed is everything in this market, right? Second, it helps them avoid overcrowded or potentially fake narratives. Steer clear of those traps we mentioned. Third, it helps you build better thesis-driven trades, so your decisions are grounded in more than just a gut feeling or FOMO.
Makes sense, grounding it in data, even if the data is narrative-based.
Exactly. And finally, it can help you spot repeatable patterns. What kinds of narrative tend to work? What are the signs? So it really shifts things from what was maybe more vibe-based trading, just going with the feeling, to something more like data-assisted meme hunting, refining your edge with actual information.
Data-assisted meme hunting. I like that. And just for listeners who are curious, the article mentions the narrative engine is live now on the Av.ai Android app, and he said PC and iOS versions are coming soon. Okay, so let's recap the core insight here from this deep dive. It seems clear, in the world of meme coins, maybe even broader crypto, price follows attention. And attention. Well, attention definitely follows the narrative. The story is king.
Absolutely. It really hammers home that if you're serious about engaging in this space, you need more than just charts. You need more than technical analysis alone. Context is vital. Narrative intelligence, it's becoming essential. And tools like this AI-powered engine from Av.ai, they're designed specifically to try and translate what looks like social chaos into something more structured, maybe even tradable signals.
Makes sense, turning chaos into signals. And maybe a final thought for you, the listener, to chew on as you go about your day. Think about this beyond just meme coins, this deep connection between stories, human attention, and what we perceive as value. How might that apply to other areas, other markets you interact with, maybe even just trends in everyday life? Consider how understanding those underlying stories, those narratives, might actually change your perspective on, well, on quite a lot.